Hello.
Hi, is this Miss Williams?
Yes, Miss Courtney, this is you.
Yeah. So it's okay. I know your phone died. Is that the residence that you gave me, is that still the house that you live at now or no?
No, ma'am, I'm not there right now. No, ma'am. I
Okay,
see
so.
my family home is there. That's
Okay,
my
so.
our property.
Okay, so hold on one second. I sent you the documents, but hold on. Don't sign those documents because those are the wrong ones. Hold on. So this is wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're almost
I'm
done. No, it's not your fault. It's my fault. So hold on. I need to just go through this really quick because I have to redo them. Okay. So, and I want to make sure everything is right. So you're totally fine. 2015.
Can I
No.
ask you a question, Miss Courtney?
Yes.
If my year is off, when someone called back, if I find something, I can try to get my medical record, anything like that, to try to figure out exactly which one. Would it be okay if I change that if I'm off some?
Yes. This is just so the attorneys have your information in front of them, and then they'll start talking to you about stuff, and they'll pull medical records as well. Okay?
Okay.
So hold on one moment, because I'm just going to put this
Okay,
information
go
in.
ahead. Yes,
Just give me
ma'am.
one second. What is, because I put that same address because I wasn't sure. So let's do this. What's your address?
Okay, I'm receiving mail at 402 Water Avenue. And that's in Selma, Alabama, 36701.
3 6 What was it?
701.
701. Okay, hold on one second. And if you need to put me on hold or anything, just let me know. It's fine. I'm here. I know you said your phone died, so.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm sitting here. I got it on charge.
Okay. We're almost finished.
Yes,
All right.
ma'am.
Let's make sure this is done. Did you have surgery?
Yes, ma'am. They removed lymph nodes out of my neck.
Removed lymph nodes. Okay. And when was that?
That was in June. I think we said about June after, I think in October
2016 or what year?
78, 2017. I couldn't undergo none of that while I was sick and doing that chemo.
Okay, hold on one second. So
They got in our
that
shrink.
was in 2000, was it in May of 2017?
June.
So June 2017, and that's when you were treated in the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In Prattville Baptist Hospital in Montgomery with Davidson Stephen was your doctor, your oncologist. And you did receive surgery. Hold on one second.
Who was there?
Hold on one second, I'm almost done. Thank you for being so patient.
Man, we're fine. I have no choice. Thank you for being patient with me.
Okay. And then let's go back up here. I just have to read it to you really quick just so you go over of it. Where is your address? I had it.
You know what? If you're pulling up like on the map and thing, that is the hardest address. Can't no one pull it up like if I when I was getting.
Oh no! Yeah, I found it. It's okay.
Okay. Dead in Pine Head at 1107. I was telling you about like internet telephone when I was getting
yeah,
stuff.
It
they
didn't.
Can pull it up.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't show. Okay, hold on.
No, man.
Okay. I don't know where your address went. So it like, I think it's so weird. Hold on. What, how tall are you?
5'9".
And then how much do you weigh? 248?
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't save that part. Okay. Residential directly. Okay. So you are filing a claim on your behalf. This is on a recorded line. Mrs. Williams, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on, hold on one second. Lymphoma. And you were diagnosed on 5/1/2015. The place that you were diagnosed at is the Prattville Baptist
Hospital. Yes, ma'am.
Baptist Hospital in Montgomery. Hold on one second. They redid this intake and it takes a lot longer. I'm so sorry.
They were busy with now, Ms. Courtney?
They redid the intake, so it's like a lot of repetitive questions and I apologize. I just have to make sure it's like up to standard for them, so hold on. Very tedious and takes a lot of time and I apologize. Okay, hold on. Okay, and you were spraying Roundup residentially at home at 1107 Lewistown Road in Pine Hill, Alabama. Your mother was also directly affected. You are between the ages of 18 and 79. You did spray Roundup within the 20 years of your initial diagnosis.
Yes.
Yes. And then you sprayed it for a minimum of 2 years. You said you sprayed it for approximately 5 years. How many hours? No, I don't know that one. Okay. You do not have hepatitis C or B. Okay, that's really irrelevant. All this is okay. And then your main diagnosis is NHL. Your first name is P-S-I-E-T-T-A. Last name is Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Your date of birth was 4/29/1984. I have the last four of your social as 1801.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that you stopped using Roundup is because you got sick and you were going to the doctors, and that was when you became aware of the Roundup in June of 2017, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
you should be there.
Okay. Okay, so then where is your address at? Okay, we're almost done. Okay, employer's address, claims. surgery. Okay, what is your primary address? You said it was the 402 Water mm-hmm. Avenue in Selma, S-E-L-M-A?
Correct.
Alabama.
36701.
Okay. And that's still Wilcox County, correct?
This, the 402 is Dallas. Dallas it's County.
Dallas County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 402 Water Avenue. All right, hold on 1 second. So we do request an emergency contact number just in case something is unfortunate to happen to you. This is just to basically prevent any disruptions in the case. It helps when people have been unresponsive. It is up to you. I could put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you. What would you prefer? I can leave it blank as well if you want me to.
Yes, ma'am. You could put Eric Hare.
Eric? E-R-I-C? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
What's the last name?
Hare, H-A-R-E.
H-A-R-E. And then what's his phone number?
334-877-8042.
Okay. And you need to give me permission to contact him just if we needed to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is he in relation to you or?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he is. He's a really close friend of the family.
Okay. Thank you.
Pretty much all the family I have here in Dallas County.
Okay. All right. Was there any additional notes that you want me to put for the attorneys for them to go ahead and review?
No, ma'am, not that I can think of at this time.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I am going to send you a new agreement. So hold on 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So what you're going to want to do is go ahead and review and sign the documents. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, so yeah, you're just going to want to follow the prompt. I did text it to you in email, whatever is easier for you to open. You're going to want to review and sign the documents. It'll have you use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. Follow all of the yellow tabs. And then, or click all of them. And then once you press finish, let me know.
Okay.
You can put me on speakerphone. Sometimes that's easier.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to please review. Initial, okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, is all parts have completed? Okay.
Were you able to press finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so thank you for going ahead and do that. Let me go ahead and make sure it's completed, and then, okay, let's look. All right, Mrs. William, it looks like you did complete it. Since you pressed finish too, it will automatically send you a PDF to your email for your records, so you will have that if you need it. Also, so what's going to basically happen from now on is I'm going to send you the attorney's information once it's sent to me, and I will let you know which phone number to be looking out for. So basically, they will be contacting you within 48 hours. If you can obtain any, you know, medical records, like you said, or doctors or hospital visits, you know, dates or diagnosis is on it, we do ask you to obtain that to help support the case. Also, we do ask you not to speak to or discuss this matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. This is a legal matter. Also, basically, this is your case, and we can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So make sure if they call you to call them back. If you don't hear from anyone by like Friday or next week, early next week, call me directly at this 949 phone number so I can go ahead and update the case and see where you're at, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Any questions, please, Ms. Williams, don't hesitate to call me.
No, okay, Ms. Court. No, I won't, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point right now, you're fine. You don't need to do anything. I hope you have a good rest of the day. My heart does go out to you. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can go ahead and file a duplicate claim for your mom, but I have to talk to my supervisor first to see how that works, mm-hmm. because you already have a claim. I'm pretty sure you can, but would it be okay if I gave you a call back like in an hour or so or in a little bit?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be fine.
Yeah. And kind of just see where that's at, because if you are able to file a claim for your mother, when did your mother, she passed away in 2022, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And she was also diagnosed with NHL as well.
Yes, ma'am. She passed with congestive heart failure after that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. And she was basically the same situation as you. She was spraying it.
Yes, ma'am. We did it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exact same intake. So what was your mom's name?
Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Pamela Williams.
And how old was your mom when she passed away?
58.
Oh, my goodness. She was so young.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. And then do you have her information? Like, are you able to get it? You have a death certificate.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know most of her information. Okay. So let me talk to my supervisor and see what I can do, and then I'll give you a call back in about an hour, because then we can go ahead and finish that as well. So then they'll send you to the same attorneys for both claims.
Okay, Ms. Gordon. Yes, ma'am.
Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay. I will talk to you soon, Ms. Williams. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.